Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion about survey Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I am. How long will this take?
Just a few minutes of your time and we will be done. But first of all, may I speak with Martin Macias?
I'm him.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. So, give me just one moment. Well, what is your, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a guy.
Okay, I'm male. Thank you. I know, the next question is, I know it's been a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and
100%,
other offices? 100%. Okay, thank you. The next one is, thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some months of the time, or do
not
you
vote
not
most
vote
of the time? I'm just like you, but I vote most of the time.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel
nope.
things have gotten, okay, in the wrong track then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first person is Leticia Perez.
Horrible, absolutely horrible.
Okay, very unfavorable then. The next one is Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom, you mean the governor?
Yeah.
He's all right. Not
okay,
a big fan. He's all right.
Okay. Very favorable team, right?
Sure.
Kim Salas.
No enough. It's just that one's question mark.
Sorry, what did you say?
Just give it a question mark. I don't really know that person well enough to form
okay,
an opinion.
Okay, so neutral. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's going to win the election, but I don't think she's great for America. She reminds me of Florence from the Jeffersons. She's funny. She's a brave. She's not afraid of Donald Trump, but I don't think that she has the capacity to be dealing with other countries.
Yeah. So you feel somewhat favorable towards Kamala Harris, right?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And the next one is Donald Trump.
Negative. Absolutely negative.
Okay. Negative.
Brilliant man, but just horrible.
Understood. Next one. And will you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent job, an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
As long as we have fireworks in this county, she needs to be fired. I mean, her church is like making all kinds of money on it. I don't care. There's a bunch of white dudes out there with gunpowder and beer sales. How ridiculous is that?
Okay, so you think she's doing a poor job? Okay,
yes.
Poor job. Okay. Next one. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be re-elected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Anyone but her. No, she's bad. I mean, you know, when she does something right, like coming out in favor of cannabis, she does something really stupid, and you find out that, she's going to make money off of the bill, and she's not any good.
Understood. We have a couple questions, Mom. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very thankful that you are helping me with this survey. So, the next question is, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Are those my only choices?
You can choose a third party candidate or undecided.
I'm going to write in Bob Costas.
Okay, a two-party candidate then. Next one. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, from whom would you vote, Leticia Perez or Kim Salas?
I'd refrain from voting.
Okay, undecided. Right?
No, I decided I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't. That section of my ballot would stay empty.
Okay.
I can't endorse either of them.
Yeah. Okay, undecided then. Let me check what else. The next one is, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. I will read it to you. First one, county taxes. 2, roads and traffic. 3, jobs and the economy. 4, crime. 5, housing and cost. 6, homelessness. 7, climate change. 8, other. 9, don't know.
Housing costs. That was number 6.
Okay, understand completely. Let me check. No, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first one is, Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says, East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and creation.
She's new from an old political family. I don't know enough about her, so I don't want to... The history of the Salas are okay, but I don't know enough about her to give a right opinion. I will just be throwing something out there, and I don't want to do that.
Okay. No opinion. Don't worry. The next statement is, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled.
Honey, I don't know enough about her to know. I mean, I'll have to abstain. I mean, you want me to just throw a yes out there? No. They all say that. I mean, that's Scribner. Until you find out he likes little kids. So, there's all these old newspapers that need repairing. I don't know why they leave these jobs to go start other ones. It looks like a little field one out there, man. It's horrible. No one's done anything. And I don't know enough about Mrs. Salas to be able to critique her on that. And all I can do is guess. And if I had to guess, she's not going to do it either.
Okay, I understand. I just need to read you this statement and in order to continue with the survey, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The next one is, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She will work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Is that a very convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Salas say her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that a very convincing reason to support her, or not at all?
No.
Okay. And the next one is, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training program. Is that a convincing reason for you, or not at all?
No, same old.
Okay, thank you. Let me check. After hearing more information, again, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez and Kim Salas, for whom will you vote? I remember that you told me that you will not vote, right?
I'll abstain. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. again. I just need to ask you because it is the quality of the call, but I remember your answer.
I'm 57, Mexican, and a male.
Yeah, just
demographic.
Yes, again, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Leticia Perez or Kim Salas? You mentioned that you will not vote, right?
I won't.
Okay,
not
thank
in
you.
Second.
Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. The first one is, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Does that give you very serious doubts or no real doubts?
No, I'll bet anything she didn't finish that community service.
Okay. So no real doubts, right?
Nope.
Okay, the next one is, as county supervisor, Perez has good funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kent County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Does that give you very serious doubt or no real doubt?
None.
Very. Hello? What did you
say? My phone's getting ready to go out. Let's pick this up just a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So that gives you very serious doubt, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Oh, serious doubt.
Okay, the next one is, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Does that give you very serious doubts or no real doubts?
No, she can't come to work, no. Why happened there?
Okay, understand. Let me check. We're just about to finish. Allow me just a few more minutes. So the next question is, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Well, I'm completely independent. I vote for both or none.
Okay, independent. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
It depends on the issue. Well, I'm none of those three. I really believe in, some I don't care.
Okay, so you will consider yourself somewhat liberal, right?
No.
Somewhat conservative,
no.
Moderate, correct?
Yeah, just right in the middle then. If I got to choose something I can reach out and grab from the center.
Understood. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The freshman at BC.
Okay. Let me check. And in what year were you born?
66.
Okay, 66. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, me.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Martin.
Okay, thank you so much, Martin. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I'm very thankful that you helped me with this. Have a nice day and good night.
Bye. You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.